The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Welcome to the Sunday Sip. I am Sandy Max, and joining me is the Dodgeville Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Jenna Vondra. Jenna, welcome. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm good.
And you are doing it up in the Dairy State with a very fun event. What is happening?
Yeah, so we're hosting our 11th annual Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship
Yum.
In Dodgeville on April 20th.
Now, who came up with this appetizing idea?
So it was brought up by a gentleman named Lauren Topper. He created this event to kind of talk about and promote local dairy farmers and everything that has to do with cheese. So,
why was this so meaningful to Lauren?
I think he just had a passion for it and passion for farming. And he grew up in the area and in Highland, I believe. And he just wanted to promote farmers and represent them the way that they should be.
Well, this gathering of cheese lovers and grilled cheese creators is a great way to showcase a passion for something Wisconsin is known for.
Correct. And who doesn't love a grilled cheese sandwich?
I know I do. What are the different categories in this championship?
Yeah, so we have our amateur category, professionals, youth, and then we also have first responders who compete in their own category. And then in each category, we have like your classic traditional sandwich. We have plus one ingredient. And then plus extra ingredients. And then we also have a dessert category as well.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you, because I think people can get really creative with their grilled cheese sandwiches. What are some of the most uniquely delicious combinations you've seen over the past 10 years?
Oh, they create a lot of them, a lot of unique things. I think the winner of the professional category last year used quail eggs. So they go all out. They go from bacon to different types of cheeses to all the way to quail eggs.
That is a very surprising ingredient.
Yeah.
You hear about the sun-dried tomato, the bacon, the pickles, but quail eggs is a surprise to me.
It is it's a surprising, but everyone seemed to really enjoy it. So
I have to think that there's a lot of pride in the competitors so far. Have you had repeat winners who were there for bragging rights?
Yeah, so we had a winner who had won many years in a row in the amateur category. So we have in our rules that if you win 3 years in a row, you have to move up to the professional category. So last year he did move up to professional and compete, but he takes it very seriously. He takes a whole year to plan out his grilled cheeses. So
now, for people who want to come and witness the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship, what should they expect walking in?
Yeah, so in addition to the competition, we also have food trucks and food booths. We have, this year, we're going to have 16 vendors that will be there to sell, you know, your goods. We have some exhibit tables there. We also have a beer garden. We have wine. We have a Bloody Mary bar. We have kids area. So it's really family friendly and everybody can enjoy something there.
I hadn't thought of a pairing with a perfect beer or a perfect wine, but that makes all kinds of sense.
Yeah.
And what does a VIP ticket get you?
So the VIP tickets, you get a swag bag. This year, you're going to get a discount card to some of our local businesses that you can use that weekend or up to 6 months after the event. You also get a cup of tomato soup and you get a water bottle.
A cup of tomato soup, that is a perfect side for grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yes, there's a business in town who donates the soup to us. It's Bob's Barbecue. There's a naughty word in the middle of it that I can't say, but and he makes a cheese curd tomato soup. So there's actually cheese curds inside the tomato soup. It's wonderful.
We are leaning all the way into the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship, April 20th at Harris Park in Dodgeville, the Lay Memorial Pavilion?
Correct.
Oh my gosh, this sounds like so much fun. And tell me, as a guest, do you get to taste these grilled cheese sandwiches?
So with your VIP ticket, you do get 4 samples of that. If you do not have a VIP ticket, general admission does not get to sample the contestants' sandwiches, but our local FFA organization is there selling traditional grilled cheese sandwiches.
It's going to smell so good in there.
Yeah, it really does.
And I love that you work in first responders. Why is that? That you have first responders as part of the competition?
We just like to highlight them. They do such wonderful things and they support our community and help our community in such great ways that we kind of just want to support them and highlight them. And they get each year you'll get a trophy and it kind of travels around. So then you can get to keep the trophy in your bay or your office or things like that just to promote and say, hey, I made the best grilled cheese for this year. So.
And you get to stop by and thank them for their service, because boy, first responders make a huge difference.
Correct.
And you're making a huge difference by inspiring the next generation of cheese lovers by having this youth category. How old do you have to be to compete in the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship?
Yeah, so the youth category is ages 12 to 17. You can have a parent or a guardian or somebody cook with you, so it's not just like you're up there by yourself. But yeah, ages 12 to 17 can compete, and it's a wonderful time.
Tell us when this is happening and where to get tickets.
Yeah, so it's happening on April 20th at the Lake Memorial Pavilion in Dodgeville. You can get tickets through the Dodgeville Area Chamber Facebook page, or you can go to our website of grilledcheesewisconsin.com.
And Jenna, I can't let you leave without telling me what's your favorite cheese on a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, I'm pretty traditional. I like cheddar or probably pepper jack.
You can't go wrong. I'm guessing that your competitors are going to have some gourmet choices, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Unfortunately, I'm a little bit busy and don't get to taste the sandwiches, but I hear they're wonderful. So
that's for the rest of us. Get your tickets and enjoy the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship April 20th at Harris Park in Dodgeville. Thank you very much. Jenna Vondra, Dodgeville Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director.
Thank you for having me.